Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
The idiot known as Elon Musk.
Tesla, but now he is
not only like very sinister and has no idea of what he's doing, and people are like, oh no, he absolutely knows because he's the richest man in the world. Like, yes, he knows how to hire smart people, but don't conflate that and believe that he is the genius, because he ain't. And so he has inflicted so much harm and done so much that even Trump don't want to talk about it. When the last time you heard about Elon?
Oh, there's a code break.
No. We ain't
you
been
think
hearing
Trump
about
him. Is distancing himself from Elon?
Yeah, because as soon as people started to look at his ratings, right, like he continues to have these failing ratings. So now they're like, oh, get rid of Elon. But let me tell you, the stench ain't getting off of you, Trump, honey. Like, you are a problem. He is a problem. Pete is a problem. All of y'all a problem. So,
let's talk about ratings a little bit. I don't know what it's like to have bad ratings. I never have. Probably never will. But the Democrat approval rating for loudmouth Crockett there, who's Stephen A. Smith with a wig. She's talking about
Stephen A. Smith is smart. She's a dunce.
I don't know. So I don't think Stephen A. is that bright either anymore.
He's smart. He's smarter than she is. She's an absolute dunce.
Well, the Democrat favorability rating is at 25%. Gallup poll came out on Sunday. That is the lowest of all time. That would be like me having a 0.2 share and walking around and trying to criticize somebody that had a 5 share. She should just settle down. But you know what? John Kennedy's right, the senator from Louisiana, and I think others have echoed it as well. The Republicans have really adopted this operation, let them speak, because every time they speak, they just spew nonsense, and they die on hills where they're on the losing side of 80-20, 90-10 issues. So I don't know really what you gain other than a few cheap pops from a puppet crowd, but that's all you really gain from that. So,
but that's late night. That's supposed to be late night comedy.
But it's not funny.
I mean, that's the thing that's crazy about this.
Yeah. Right.
I get it. You notice all the Democrats, you know, the oligarch tour with Bernie and AOC. Nobody in the United States House of Representatives is working. They've had the entire like 2 months. Have they been in Washington in the last 2 months? You got Bernie and AOC flying all over the West Coast. Not in their home states. You got this chick from Texas is now the flavor of the month. She goes on Jimmy Kimmel. Does Jimmy Kimmel do comedy anymore?
No.
What is that show about? And again, I don't care if you watch it or don't like it.
It's activism.
What is it? And those people who go there stand outside on Hollywood Boulevard in the middle of the day, and they hand out free tickets for them to go in there. And I've been there, and it's cool. I was there when Jay Leno was involved. And so it's fun. You know, you take your kids in, you go into the Pantages Theater there, and, you know, you dodge all the crack addicts and people dressed up as Batman. And then you go in the afternoon, and they tape it. And you're like, wow, because, you know, if you live in L.A., you go to Venice Beach, they're handing out to tourists tickets to go see all of these TV shows as an audience member.
Yeah.
And that's who goes to see Jimmy Kimmel, you know, and then they're in there and they act like trained SEALs because everything Jimmy says and the dumb guest that he has on, they're, oh, that's high laughter, and they're laughing at it. It's a joke.
So apparently the Office co-star, you remember the show The Office, Rainn Wilson, who was Dwight.
Rainn Wilson, yes.
Yeah, he has a podcast because everybody has a podcast.
Who doesn't?
His guest was Stephanie Ruhle, and they were discussing...
Stephanie Ruhle?
Yeah, from MSNBC. Oh, they were discussing why faith in media has plunged. And she has some dumb answer, and he actually, to his credit, actually has the correct answer of why faith in media has plunged. Let's roll just a little bit of this.
40% of Americans don't trust mainstream media.
Wow, look at
why
the
is that? How did we get here?
Listen, we are seeing a huge loss in trust of all of our institutions. It's the media, it's medicine, it's banking. It's a huge problem because when you think about democracy and all of these pillars, they need to stand tall. They need to stand strong. And sort of losing that trust is not by accident. It's by design. If you remember when President Trump was running the first time, Steve Bannon once said, the goal is to blow the whole thing up. And so I think that you've got mistakes made or things starting to slip, while at the same time there's a concerted effort to destroy the media. Because the media, the news media, is, in my opinion, the last line of defense of holding power accountable.
Yeah.
Right. And you had a bit of a perfect storm, right? President Trump won and tons of people were shocked or angry or frustrated and they're tuning out. And at the same time, you have the Elon Musk media machine, because they want you to leave traditional media and they want you to go to X, which is a bastion of misinformation where there is no fact checking.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a perfect storm of people saying, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm tuning out, I'm disconnecting. And then you have a force pushing it. But even in the last 2 weeks, what we need to do is just cover what's happening in America, right? We have to cover Democrats trying to figure out what their lane is and how they're going to get back on their feet. And we have to simply cover what this White House is doing.
Mm.
And I think if we do that, right, there's that saying, you know, trust is gained in raindrops and it's lost in buckets. And it's not a, yes, you're not incorrect that the media has lost trust.
This is where I would push back. When I see this kind of insight and passion being directed at the current administration, and the lack of this kind of insight and passion being directed at the previous administration, where, again, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about left-leaning news media organizations.
You can include her.
We're kind of like, la, 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 everything's fine, look, the environment's, I mean, look, the economy's great, la, 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 immigration's not that much of a problem, and really being Cleopatra, queen of denial, thank you, boom.
I would...
No, you're not going to push back because you and everybody else were complicit. Oh, Joe Biden, don't believe what your ears are telling you. Don't believe what your eyes are revealing to you. Joe's not in decline. It's just your imagination. It's just a lie.
Stephanie Ruhle.
It's a right-wing conspiracy.
Did you notice even her lava lamp was limp? I mean, the lava lamp wasn't even moving.
The lava lamp. You're so funny. No, I think it's...
She had a lava lamp there. Did you see it in the background? Yeah. Aren't lava lamps usually moving and undulating and doing all those things?
Undulating.
Dawn, let me ask you this, because you were in the mainstream media at basically the highest of levels, locally and nationally. Did you ever think... Now, I mean, I'm assuming you knew that in 2002, that legacy media, it's bought and paid for. That being said, did you ever think you'd get to 2025 and all of the assertions about it would be proven true and it would be basically a fringe operation now? Because if you look at the ratings short of like 60 Minutes, CNN, MSNBC, in a nation of 350 million people, how does a show get 44,000 viewers? That's almost impossible to be that bad. Did you ever think it would get to this point?
Yes.
You did?
I did. I saw it happening. Now, for me, University of Minnesota, Minneapolis, School of Journalism, I was a registered independent, never would show my politics. And Greg knows this. I mean, I was a registered independent until fairly recently. And because I believed in that if you are reporting the news and you are a journalist, then nobody should know your politics at all. But certainly I was always a conservative. I just never told anybody. I never talked about it.
Yeah.
And so as a conservative, you just see things differently, right? And you can see even in Stephanie Ruhle just now when she talks about the fact, oh, this is a war on media. No. Media journalism will survive. It's just a new citizen journalism that is rising up as the people have risen up, because we were all getting played and lied to. And so we could not think of all the stories on Greg's cut sheet. We could not support or trust the institutions like, you know, look at the government, look at the NIH, the CDC, the FDA. They've been poisoning our food. I mean, that's what that news conference at 4 o'clock was that Greg Stocker played.
On C-SPAN 5.
They've literally been poisoning us with food, information, right? The government has been the poison, and the media has been the delivery system for part of that poison. So they are now going to fry. Okay, all of those networks. Oh, that's why you're seeing all these people with their big contracts not being renewed, because that's what's happening in real time. But citizen journalism, and I would even say a format like this one, where it's more grassroots, it's local, and you have individuals who are in the community. We're not out of touch anchor people like you're seeing on these networks who are driven in by a driver in a black car and they sit in hair and makeup for 2 hours, which I, you know, miss those days, but if I'm being honest.
Me too.
Okay, I miss that.
I can't relate. Sorry.
But I'm just saying that all of those, they're called out. The emperor has no clothes. They've been exposed. And so but the way that she worded that shows her very bias.
Yeah.
Well said.
Rainn Wilson was trying to be nice to her, but he said, well, not you. And we know he knew it was her.
He was being kind.
I mean, he knew it was her.
How can you have somebody just...
Well, he doesn't even look like the way he's being.
I can't believe this happens every day with these out-of-touch people in the media who still think that people listen and respect what they are doing now when we saw what they didn't do for 4 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's funny to me. I'm sorry, I was reading a comment. It's funny to me how you can have somebody from MSNBC on and be like, but not you. I mean, they don't. Yeah. Jen Psaki said on a podcast yesterday that the audience, she knows that the audience wants to hear them.
Negative coverage of Trump.
Kick Trump in the nuts.
Yeah.
Like she didn't say that.
Of course they do.
You know what I mean? So like they're feeding their audience
of what's left.
What they want to hear.
Yeah, but you know.
Just like Fox News praises Trump because they know that's what their audience wants to hear.
Yeah, but yet when Fox was critical of Trump after the 2020 election, you had all these people that were pushing back.
Were they?
Well, I mean, they got hit with a $700 million lawsuit. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but that wasn't for okay. That wasn't for
yeah. But you got to listen. The difference that people,
but under
the difference is that people don't differentiate between people who are analysts, so to speak, or journalists. Fox has a legitimate news operation. NBC does too, but they have all these different. They have MSNBC, MSA Online, but Fox News has legitimate journalists around the world covering stories. It's the punditry that people take as, and it's just opinions. People giving opinions doesn't necessarily mean that there should be the news source that you rely on. And the whole thing about X is in fact check. X has more community notes than everything else. Who fact checks NBC? Who fact checks MSNBC? Nobody.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm glad you say that because yes, like the Trey Yinks of the world, the ones that are actually out there, like in Ukraine as the war's going on. Those are the reporters on the ground that are, I still think, the dying breed of real journalists out there. But can you name one person that has a show with a journalism background that is 100% authentic in just news-based commentary and reporting on any of the networks?
No.
You can't. Some of them might have a a journalism degree or a broadcasting degree, or you're Sean Hannity and you only got through high school in 9 years, which is really fascinating. It's a different story for a different day. By the way, it's just amazing that you could achieve anything you want in this lifetime. I mean, it took Hannity 9 years to get through high school. True story. And he made $25 million a year. But as far as what is that?
No, Robin's saying Brett Baer. Now, Brett Baer has been called. Brett does his newscast at 6 o'clock on Fox. Mm-hmm. He goes to reporters all over the place, White House, all over the world.
Probably
but,
the most.
When it comes to him,
yeah,
he's the most fair and balanced. But the thing about Brett Baer, he criticizes Trump too. He's not in his back pocket. People think he hates Trump, and so that's good. But Brett Baer is primarily a journalist. He's an anchor of the 6 o'clock news on Fox. He covers all the debates and everything else.
Well, but then,
you're right. Yeah. There's not many of them. Everybody else is just a partisan hack who's either worked or was in Congress or was in the defense industry or was in the, you know, you name a government agency, 51 amazing former security agents and members of the CIA and FBI who get fired and then get jobs at MSNBC telling you what they think.
But I also feel like everybody says, oh, I want a third party. Oh, I want a credible news journalist. No, you don't. I really don't believe people want that. They want validation and confirmation of their beliefs and ideology, right? Because Brett Baer is probably the closest, and it's not because I'm a fan of Fox News, but I'm thinking between Fox, MSNBC, CNN, who is about the most mundane, boring, based person, male or female? It's probably Brett Baer. But when Brett Baer challenges Trump or points something out that Trump supporters don't like, Brett Baer, you've never liked Trump. You're a rhino.
Right.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Brett Baer could actually be correct, or Trump could be BSing. I know people don't like to believe that. But Trump does embellish and lie. And if he calls somebody out on your team, well, then don't tell me that you want based journalism. No, you don't. You want activism and advocacy for your guy. So stop the BS.
We should take another break here.
Exactly. Tired of preaching the truth, but that's what we do here. Kale and Company, 918. We'll come back. We've got a big three on the way. Bruno's going to stay with us.
And by the way, Dom Giordano broadcasting live from the White House today. He will check in with us. Yeah, he's going to broadcast live from the White House. So he will check in with us. I believe he's stuck in traffic going up to Washington, D.C. right now.
Oh, no.
So we
is he driving? Is he on Amtrak?
Did he fly the train?
Yeah, he's driving.
Is he on the Joe Biden Express to D.C. from Philly International from 30th Street Station?
Look, I took the Acela to New York last week, and it took me like an hour. It was amazing. Door to door from 30th Street to Penn Station. It was amazing.
Yeah.
How did Dom pull this off? Is there an event?
No, we get so that you can apply for it. I'll send you the link.
Thank you.
No, it's all right.
I was in Italy. I need every show.
You know what? Dom will not get the kind of access that Phil Almquist got when he went to the White House a couple of seconds.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. We start at 6 a.m.
Dan Borowski is.
By the way, I say that with love. Yes. I say that all with love. I'm just kidding.
Gail and Company, back after this. Stay right there.
We got to talk about my friends at Chapman Windows Doors. Letting you know, I've been with the Chapman family team now for, years. I think going back 8-9 years. If you're thinking about redoing your siding, right now is the perfect time. Chapman, they're currently offering 15% off James Hardy fiber cement siding, which is beautiful, as well as CertainTeed vinyl siding. Both awesome, high-quality choices. And as you know, siding is not for just curb appeal, although it's a beautiful thing. I hope my husband's not listening because I'm like thinking about doing this. It also acts as a protective barrier against all the harsh weather of all seasons. Think about the wind we've had and the harsh winter. So whether you want fiber cement siding or the vinyl, Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, they've got you covered. More than 30 years experience, Mike and Mark Chapman brothers started this business. They're from Chester County. And so they started this business nearly 30 years ago, family owned, family operated, and now their adult kids are helping in the business. Just great people as their business has grown because of their great reputation, people of integrity. Don't put this off. Take advantage. 15% off. What are you waiting for? Experience the Chapman difference for yourself. You've heard me talk about it for years now. By the way, they also offer 18-month interest-free financing. Just call or you can text. They're local. They're like-minded. This is not AI run. A real person is going to answer the phone or text you back. 610-431-8898. Online, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Keywords on his way because I hear he's on line one, but more importantly, I hear he is stuck in traffic. Hello, Dom.
Hey, Nick. Yes, and I don't know about the quality of the show today. I had it that I was supposed to drive here. Dan insisted on driving his own vehicle. That's a violation.
It is a violation.
Never been driven anywhere. Even when I did the Charlotte Speedway, I said to the driver, shove over. Let me give it a try.
I'm surprised you didn't take the Odyssey corporate jet and get down there in about 13 minutes.
Well, I once drove a car for Odyssey, and it was $80,000, and that's like, a number of years ago.
Yeah.
So I think I could have driven Dan's car.
Yep. Now, Dan sounds like Chewbacca.
I know, Dan's not too happy in the background. What's it like to be in a vehicle, by the way, heading to the White House with a producer who's 6'9"?
He's 6'7 and 9'10" for the record. The last that was the Secret Service. We had to qualify that. Well, it looks like a muscle man of sorts. I'm still working on that Dan is 220, and if Trump is there, he's only 224. We may have some pictures. We may get them alongside each other. We'll let people decide.
Now, once you get there, have you confirmed any? Has Dan done any real producing and booked any marquee guests for the Dom Giordano program?
Of course not. He thinks Henry ought to do that because he's at home base. We can't locate Henry, so who knows who we're going to get.
Oh, my Lord.
This is a well-thought-out trip. Yeah.
I want a camera.
I will put a name out there, though. The guy that I want, I hear this is the guy when he whispers, Russell Vaught.
Russell
Vaught. That's the guy we're featuring today, Greg.
Oh, nice. Russell Vaught, nice.
There you go.
Yeah, cool. Fabulous.
He's the head of management and budget, but apparently this is the guy that had Project 25 and all that stuff going on, 2025.
Okay.
Heritage.
Yeah. So
OMB.
Where?
OMB. Can you believe in OMB?
Yeah. Yeah, you know me. Where are you? Where are you right now? Are you going to be like? Are you going to get there with plenty of time? You guys should have taken the Acela.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, okay. Where he should be there by 10 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, he's coming down the stretch.
Yeah. He's almost there.
He could set this up in 10 minutes. That's all it takes.
Beautiful.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck with
that. You got to get everything through security.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you in that fake studio that Joe Biden had in the back of the White House and nobody realized why it was there?
Check the cubbies on the way in.
Yeah. So, well, Dawn knows the White House. She even has some of the dishes from there.
Oh,
yeah,
she does.
I have a platter.
She does. She does. And she never lets anybody forget it, by the way. So you need to you need to make sure you have you get some tchotchkes so you can, you know, bring it back and show us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll do, Greg.
Now, will you guys be broadcasting?
Get one of those, get one of those pens. I want one of those pens that Trump signs everything with. I have a
Sharpie.
Have one.
Yeah, you got
to
steal a Sharpie, Dom. Yeah. And by the way, you probably could steal a Sharpie because if the Secret Service is as bad as I think, you'll slip in, grab one, and they'll never know you were there.
I heard you talking about that this morning, and they're blaming it was a Gucci bag.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Yeah.
Well, are you gonna when you and Dan are done, you should go to that Capital Burger joint and try to reenact the crime scene, so to speak.
Dom Giordano, noon to three today from live from the White House. God willing, and all things being equal, right?
Yes,
from the North Lawn.
Absolutely.
The North Lawn.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right, Dom. Thank you very much. Have a good
Thanks,
show, bud.
Guys.
You
See
got
ya.
It.
Take care.
See ya, man.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Dom. Almost. He's got 28 more minutes. Plenty of time.
By the way, I got to ask Greg this. Greg's the man
sir.
In charge.
Yeah.
How do we have employees driving and risking not making the show when we have, I mean, Dom could have gone right to 30th Street Station. He could walk to 30th
exactly.
Street Station.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be the Acela, just a regular train.
Yeah, it's
and
bad.
It only makes a couple of stops, Wilmington and then Washington,
yeah,
for God's
bad,
sake.
It's a bad job out of me. I have to have a meeting with myself and
yes.
really come down on myself. And
well, some would say fire yourself.
Yes.
Do we know how long the how long is that train ride if you take it like Tony's saying?
I mean, I've taken it many times. Mm-hmm. It's
hour and a half.
Yeah.
Really?
It's super. It's well, super
and you can do your work. Bring your laptop.
Yeah.
Do your show prep. Do all that.
I think the issue is the equipment they have to bring.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because
not everything
is easy. Lug it.
Yeah. Not everything is easy to just take and put in the overhead bin on the Acela train.
Right. It's easier to light somebody on fire on a subway than it is to.
This is not the
exactly, yes.
This is not the subway, Nick. It's,
I know.
It's way more expensive.
Yeah, I got it.
But also, they're going to have to take all that equipment through security.
Yep.
So they got to make it through. How many different security checks? At least two, as I recall, two or three. And you know what I mean? All that equipment. They got to schlep all that there. It's going to. I don't know. They're going
to
be pushing it.
Phil didn't have to do that when he went on the tour, did he?
No.
I know he didn't bring a lot of equipment, but.
Yeah, it's not like they can, you know, double park outside.
Yeah.
You have to park somewhere and lug all this equipment in that has to go through security. You have to get badges. It's a whole thing.
Will they allow them to broadcast on YouTube?
Yeah. Okay. We have cameras up there. So.
Okay.
Will it be on C-SPAN 3 live also? Because that's the only channel I get now because I cut my cable.
Zeely did this like a couple weeks ago. So we should be able to.
Okay.
Everybody should be fine. Should be fine.
When's the next time Zeely's going to do a show from Odyssey World Headquarters is my question.
When's the next time Zeely's going to do a show? He's off again this
Opelka,
week.
Yes, listen, Mike Opelka's been in for him.
Yeah.
No, he's, well, now he, because he's, I think that he now, just now though, they've cleared the sepsis out of his system. My God, what an ordeal.
I know.
That's horrible.
Okay.
I'm just
as long as he doesn't get the bird flu, just as
he
stays away from wildlife.
Yeah. Don't even.
Last thing we need is for him
to
take 2 weeks off.
No.
I don't want anybody to get the bird flu. I'm talking in general. I won't even go near my. I'm afraid to go to the nest near my house today when I go put in a pocket door with robins.
Great.
I got to watch out for the wild birds.
Pocket door?
Pocket door?
What's a pocket door?
You know, where it's in the wall.
Pocket doors where it's just one. They had a lot of them in our architectural drawing, but I said just one because they're a pain in the neck to put in. It's the door that just slides when you don't want to have the door opening and it blocks. you know, it just makes it easier to get in and out, but it's just for a closet. So I had all the other pocket doors removed. I want straight doors.
Straight doors.
And I don't want no damn pocket doors.
Not gay doors.
Not gay.
Yeah, straight
I don't care about their sexual preference. I don't care how they swing, as long as they swing the correct way when you open the door.
Just a swinging.
I don't know what the show is today, but we have to break again.
Well, that was a segment. Gale and Company. That's why we're putting up record numbers. Back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Fox Sports 1 analyst, well, former FS1 analyst, now with ESPN, Shannon Sharp is being sued for $50 million over alleged rapes. The female that has come out and claimed these heinous acts is about 35 years younger than Shannon Sharp, who's in his mid-50s. She's right around 20 years old. And when I saw this story on Sunday, and we've got two clips for you, you're going to hear the TMZ leaked audio with some of the disturbing things that possibly transpired, and then Shannon Sharp's public statement yesterday on his social media feed. But I thought it was interesting. I'm glad we actually waited till Wednesday to talk about this story, because Sunday when I first saw this, I thought it was interesting because late last week, there were reports out there that Shannon Sharp was closing in on a $100 million deal with ESPN. And then all of a sudden, you find out that there's a lawsuit for $50 million. And I'm like, interesting timing, right? But now that you've seen a lot of the evidence and heard some of the tapes that have been out there on social media, again, allegations are allegations, innocent until proven guilty. But I don't think it's looking too good for him. I believe we have, courtesy of TMZ, hopefully this was censored, this is what apparently happened on tape.
I don't know. Anything I say, you're just going to, like, get mad at, and you're just going to hang up on me, so I feel like...
I'm not going to hang up on you. You're going to be
with. What? What does that even mean?
Nothing yet. You want to be a to me now, so...
I don't want to be... Don't manipulate me.
I don't know that mercy. If you said that one more time, I'm going to...
He's a prince.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then it's just silence.
Just dead air.
Yeah.
Well.
This is weird.
Isn't it?
I don't...
Like, what is he doing on the other end right now?
Right. I'm. Is this like what? Jeffrey Toobin?
Or what? Well, I don't want to be choked.
Oh, boy.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't think you have a choice in the matter.
There's also reports and allegations, again, allegedly, that he grabbed her by the neck and told her, if you ever do this again, I will effing kill you. So now the lawyer, Tony Busby, is out there putting a lot of this out in the media. So Shannon Sharp had to address this, or maybe he didn't have to, but it was advised to, or maybe he took it upon himself. We don't know.
Can I just say one thing, too? Uh-huh. He released... text messages, right?
Yeah, there are screenshots out there of these messages.
I mean, they're way explicit. So, I don't want to put them up there. But
no.
But he released text messages allegedly from her where she said all kinds of explicit things to him. Like,
correct.
You know.
Correct. So this was Shannon Sharp's public message and statement yesterday on social media. Let's roll this.
To my family, friends, supporters, and colleagues, I want to speak to you directly and from the heart. This is a shakedown. I'm going to be open, transparent, and defend myself because this isn't right. This is all being orchestrated by Tony Busby, who has targeted Jay-Z. Tony Busby targets black men, and I believe he's going to release a 30-second clip of a sex tape that tries to make me look guilty and play into every stereotype you could possibly imagine. That video should actually be 10 minutes or so. Hey, Tony, instead of releasing your edit, put the whole video out. I don't have it, or I would myself. You know what happened, and you're trying to manipulate the media. The encounter in question took place during the day at her invitation, and now that appears to be a deliberate setup, coordinated by Gabby, also known as Carly, on OnlyFans. Gabby and Tony Busby want $50 million. What they're getting is sued for defamation and trying to take me down. My career is all about real talk and honesty. I know my family and fans know exactly what this is about. And I'm going to be out there telling you whatever I need to say, just like I always do. I love all of you guys. Thanks.
There you go. Shannon Sharp. So here's the question. Who do we believe based on what we see and hear so far? It would look to me like Shannon Sharp is in, I would say, somewhat of hot water. And I also feel like if you are, and again, I don't know for sure, but if you are offering a $10 million settlement, which is the report that's out there, if you didn't do anything wrong, and I'm sure Shannon Sharp is well off financially, but I'm not giving away $10 million to silence somebody or to settle with somebody if I didn't do a damn thing wrong. That always sticks out to me like, well, what exactly are you not sharing that you perhaps did?
In this case, the woman involved in this, who's 20 or 30 years younger, alleges that Sharp brutally sexually assaulted her several times at the end of in December of 2024 and the beginning of this year. She just filed this suit. He denies it. But like you're saying, the lawyer involved for the plaintiff in the case, for the alleged victim here, that lawyer has said that, you know, why then did he offer the at least $10 million to settle this thing?
And he also has a past history where he leaked an audio clip of himself having sex with a woman to stop rumors that were circulating that he was gay. So this is a guy who I think has made poor judgment decisions in the past, possibly has done it again. Although I'm fairly consistent where, you know, the Matt Ariza story, the Bills punter, had his career ruined by false allegations. Trevor Bauer, Major League Baseball.
Me too.
A lot of these pro athletes are on the wrong end, unfortunately, of these extortion takedown attempts. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But right now, it's not looking good for the guy who hosts Club Shay Shay.
Yeah.
I just don't
understand. Here's the thing. He can host his own podcast, Club Shay Shay. It's amazing because there's so many people who have on-air presences where they get paid a lot of money and then do a podcast on the side. And to me, ESPN is under a lot of pressure right now because ESPN in the past has fired people, has suspended people whenever there is a hint of any possible problem. And so now it's going to be interesting because they have conservatives, especially, you know, look what they did to some of the people who were there for a long, long time and just got them off the air. And now if you're going to show favoritism, and I'm not saying you should be fired. I'm saying that what they should do, what their MO normally is in a case of this kind of a controversial situation is to suspend the person and then conduct an investigation and find out what's going on.
Yeah.
That's what ESPN does with most employees. Most employees don't even get a second chance. You do something, even if it's alleged, you're gone.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Dawn, did you want to say something?
In Europe, they would not release, she's a Jane Doe, but in Europe, right, until they fully investigate, they would not have released Mr. Shannon Sharp's name.
Yeah.
So other countries handle this differently. In the lawsuit, what you learn is, though, that they had what the alleged victim describes as a rocky 2-year consensual relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is he said, she said, which means he's going to end up paying something.
And by the way, the identity of the female has been released. It is apparently a 20-year-old OnlyFans girl. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't have confirmation that her, so I'm not going to read the name because I don't know that these are verifiable and certified, but there is a name floating around on social media a picture, but I don't know if that's that person.
He said it, so let him say it, not us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Let's get to Phil.
All right. Phil Omquist, dare I ask what occurred today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale & Company.
Today
April 23rd, we celebrate the heavenly birthdays of Roy Orbison and Steve Clark from Def Leppard. We also lost Johnny Thunders from the New York Dolls on this day in 91 and William Shakespeare in 1616. Singles include Sixth Avenue Heartbreak by the Wallflowers in 96, Know Your Rights by the Clash in 82, and Super Collider by Megadeth in 2013. Albums include the Ramones debut in 76, Sticky Fingers by the Stones in 71, Fairweather Johnson by Hootie the Blowfish in 96, Introduce Yourself by Faith No More in 87, and Ordinary Average Guy by Joe Walsh in 91. Also in 88, Iron Maiden was top the UK album chart. In 83, David Bowie was top the same chart. In 63, the Beatles met the Stones for the first time. In 83, Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners was top the singles chart. In 56, Elvis played Vegas for the first time. And 20 years ago today, YouTube launched. And by the way, for those on YouTube right now, you may have seen in the top left corner a 20 next to a birthday cake next to the YouTube symbol. But lastly, two more shows got announced yesterday coming through Wind Creek in Bethlehem. Stained on September 11th and Elvis Costello on September 18th. For Kale & Company, I'm Bill Lovequist.
Stained and Elvis Costello, exactly what I would expect in the Lehigh Valley.
Of course.
All right, great work, Phil. Yep. Let's find out what Dawn has lined up 6 minutes from now.
Yeah, we have so much breaking news, including ICE cracking down on some burglars that were allegedly striking homes across Pennsylvania and New Jersey. So we'll get to that story. 10:15, we have our friend Michael Bussler. We'll take a look at the economy, the stock market, and then Andre Beliveau, because yesterday was Earth Day. We haven't had time to talk about it, but we'll talk about what's going on with Drill Baby Drill, Earth Day, environmental issues. So Andre Beliveau, and also updating you. There are a lot of updates in New Jersey on those massive wildfires that we've been talking about.
All right. The Dawn Show is up next. Tony Bruno, thank you very much, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, buddy.
Love you, Tone.
See you.
All right,
brother. Love you guys. Be careful out there.
And, oh, by the way, Dom Giordano and Dan, they're allegedly going to call in at some point, too.
Yeah. All right. Dom live from the White House.
Dom and Dan in the vehicle. I wish I had a camera on that.
Dom and Dan on their way to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The Dawn Show's up next. We'll see you tomorrow at Thursday.
Good night, everybody.
At Thursday.
Yes, my friend. At Thursday, my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the very latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. I'm talking about Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. These models, you know, you've seen them on the road, so sleek. Those sleek new designs, innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. And right now, Piazza has thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles that are available across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Visit PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale & Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.